There was an in-flight engine failure on a Southwest Boeing 737 airliner headed from LaGuardia to Dallas yesterday. The pilot made an emergency landing at Philadelphia International Airport. One person died on the flight. Lauren Gilger from the show now is here to tell us more. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So yesterday was the first passenger death on a Southwest Airlines plane in the company's 50-year history. And the National Transportation Safety Board of the NTSB is investigating. I spoke with Bill Carey more about this. He's a reporter with Aviation Week. And he said, finally, analysis won't be finished for another 12 to 15 months, but preliminary results found a missing turbine fan blade caused by something called metal fatigue. So I began by asking him what exactly that means.
Some type of corrosion or wear. The turbine blades are rotating parts, and so this can have an effect on the material.
And obviously, the NTSB just has done a preliminary look at this since this just happened. But what does the inspection process look like from here?
Yeah, I mean, it takes different forms. There are engine specialists that will deconstruct the engine and look for the root cause. Or other teams will look into the maintenance history of the aircraft and the engines. And there'll be the human factors. Analysis of, how the pilots responded, what the conditions were at the time of the engine failure. So there's different aspects of the investigation that'll all come together in a final report.
It sounds like Southwest's first incident in which a passenger died on flight. Can you tell us a little bit about their safety record?
They did have a similar in-flight engine failure. This was, back in 2016. So this has happened before. I don't think Southwest has any sort of exceptionally bad or deficient maintenance record relative up to other major airlines. All airlines have maintenance issues, although in-flight engine breakups are relatively rare.
This is not a common incident, obviously, but what steps are in place normally to try to prevent these things? Is it just a normal inspection process, or has something changed in terms of inspections or mechanical maintenance work in the process that might have led to this?
Well, all airliners are subject to periodic inspections, of varying degrees for their aircraft. Southwest has said as a result of this incident that they're stepping up enhanced engine inspection procedures across their aircraft that are fitted with this particular engine, the CFM56-7B engine, and that enhanced inspection procedure involves the ultrasonic inspections, which is a more precise way of detecting possible material defects in the fan blades.
Okay. On the other end of this, the business end of this, what kinds of impacts might we see on sales, on trust in this airline in particular, or on trust from passengers, from the public, for the airline sector in general?
Well, Southwest, in terms of any sort of disruption to their operations, they've said that they plan to complete this enhanced inspection process across their 737s that are fitted with this particular engine out of an abundance of caution and within 30 days. So I don't think it'll have any significant impact on their operations. In terms of the public perception of this, it's never good to have an incident. Certainly that involves a fatality, the first on a U.S. passenger airline since 2009. I think Southwest responded quickly and well to the situation, and that it won't have a lasting impact on public trust in the airline. They have a lot of goodwill to begin with.
Okay. That's Bill Carey with Aviation Week. Bill, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.